Art, for a guy who's been so popular and successful, it didn't seem like there was that much heartbreak when it was finally sinking in that he was going.
It's true. I mean, part of it has to do with his expiration date, which was probably a couple of years ago. Ichiro, I don't think, ever really connected in a deep way with the sports fans here. I mean, he certainly had a tremendous career and was capable of spectacular plays. And as a breakthrough figure for the Japanese, he's iconic and will remain so forever. But he, I think, generally speaking, held his teammates, the media, fans at arm's length and kind of locked the elbow. Generally speaking, he was a part of things, but also was apart. And I think that is part of the reason that he never wanted to connect or did connect with sports fans here. And I also believe that most people recognized that at the end of his career here, he was in the way. There were young players that were ready to take his spot. He wasn't productive. A singles hitter is not what this team needs, certainly not at $18 million.
So why the Yankees? It was a trade that Ichiro requested, but why the Yankees and why for so little in return?
Well, Ichiro wanted to play for a quality contender, and the Yankees have a long history of taking guys near the end of their careers and still squeezing productive games out of them. But he really had no value to trade for because he's in his contract year. He will be a free agent at the end of the year. And so the Mariners just took a couple of middling prospects, 25-year-old pitchers, that probably will never see a Mariner uniform, at least in the major league level. And the big bonus that the Mariners got out of this was not only the Yankees paying half of his remaining $7 million salary this year, but they got rid of him before they had to offer him an extension.
So let's talk about what's next. Young hitters still struggling, Justin Smoak now in the minors, and then we've got a trade deadline next week that's looming.
Yes. Next Tuesday comes another opportunity for convulsing the roster.
Oh.
And I know you probably are like many Mariner fans. Are they going to trade Felix or other top players for prospects who'll never make the majors? Yeah.
So it seems to be the MO.
Yes, that is history and tradition here. Jason Vargas has been pitching very well as a starter. Tom Wilhelmsen suddenly is becoming one of the best relievers in baseball. And I would say they're both vulnerable to be traded. The Mariners are again looking for young veteran major league hitters who've proven themselves but still have 2, 3, 4 years left in their contracts. And for the Mariners to get that, they'd have to give away the farm again, like Michael Pineda or Doug Fister. Now maybe Jason Vargas, and Jack Zirenzik says they're going to keep their hands off Felix, but we'll see.
So one of the incentives is this is the first year of a fifth playoff team in each league, and the Mariners are one of the few teams without a shot in that. So that puts them on a bit of an advantage to try to give to a team someone that they might be able to use and get into the playoffs?
Right. The Mariners will be pursued by many teams for the people I just mentioned, and they might be able to score a pretty impressive deal because the talents that they are offering in the trade market do have value for the bundle of teams that are still in contention, and the Mariners remain perpetually out of contention.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can download Sports with Art Thiel and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.